Blog Talk Radio.
Some kind of music. Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city. State to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Hey, let the beat drop. What's happening? Thank y'all for tuning in. Welcome back to Real Talk with the Newman's Lovely Black and Mo Ben. Yeah, I am on location tonight. This is my birthday weekend. You know, so the turn up is Rizmill. My birthday is actually nice. Tuesday. But if you can hear the game and everything in the background, I am already at it. You know, Sam. Had it in a semi situation. So, Mo Ben's gonna wing this show tonight, and I'm gonna be right here to chime in. But I know that he got a lot of stuff in the world famous top up tonight because it has been so much going on. They finally made a transition to Biden. Mo, I'm not sure if you've been following Biden and all of this stuff that he's coming out the gate doing that he's gonna pay for down the road, but I digress. Like, you know, we got the whole Biden situation, we got a lot of things going on, so. Man, make sure y'all just stay tuned. It's a lot going on. And you know, I was looking at this stuff, and I was just like, I'm not even going to tag Mo. I'm going to just see what all he see, because I'm so sick of this man already. But, man, I had an awesome week. I started, you know, my turn up yesterday, probably. You know, just on social media playing around, but I started my turn up yesterday. I mean, this is a proud moment for me because, you know, I'm stepping into 39. I'm stepping into my last year of my 30s. And I've come a long way. So I remember my teenage years and my 20s and my 30s. And, man, I'm excited to see what's coming forth for my 40s because I've had progression. You know what I'm saying? Every single decade has been a different type of progression. And it's so freaking amazing that I can't wait to see what 40 has for me. And plus, I don't look it. So, you know, that glow is just there. But, you know, I'm just happy to celebrate it with people that I really want to be around. And, you know what I'm saying? Being able to do these things, is, I wouldn't even trade this moment for the world. So, yeah, that was my week. It's all about the turn up. It's all about the 39. It's all about family. Now, remember, a while ago I said, by the time I get 40, I want to be married. It's looking real. I don't know it, but you know we're gonna see how it goes.
It's
you know
we
got 12
now.
We're in the fourth quarter for real. We're in the fourth quarter with 11 and a half minutes to go. So it's looking real. I don't know it, but you know we're gonna see. And it's all good. It's all love to everybody. Mo, how was your week?
Yes, so my week was good. First off, I want to say, you know, happy almost birthday, almost 39. You know, you're about to be in the club, you know what I'm saying, at that 40-40 club. But you still got a little, you know, you still got a little time, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, enjoy that last year, your 30s and everything. And then I love your energy. Like, it's not like the energy when you're on location, you know what I'm saying? I know I've done a few shows on location, too. And I can just hear the energy in your voice. So, you know, we're gonna bring the energy tonight. But reflecting on my week, so this week is I'm calling this week strategizing, and specifically strategizing balance. Shout out to my wife, the lovely Vintage Nubian. She came back from Cleveland, so we just been, you know, getting back reacquainted, you know what I'm saying? So that's always good. You know, absent makes the heart grow fonder. I think that's how it goes. Fonder, right? Yeah. So that's been cool, you know, and she's doing her thing with her business. So, you know, we just been balancing that. And then as far as me, like I told you, man, I'm on this money talk this year. So I'm just really, that's why I'm, I guess, highlighting strategizing and balance, you know, because I got a few different things I'm into and I really want to get the most out of it. So, you know, this week, as far as my stocks, you know, I've been really, I guess, analyzing call options and put options. So I'm really learning that because, you know, that's just a different way, a different form of the stock market. And specifically, put options is a way you can make money when the stock is actually going down. So that's a lot of game that people don't really know about. So I'm really just trying to, you know, work that in. So it's a, you know, it's a lot of studying and analyzing when it goes to that, when it comes to that. So I'm just getting my strategies down as far as that. And then, you know, more Rich Dad, Poor Dad. This is a phenomenal book, man. It's kind of like a game changer. You know, I slept on it for so long. And like I said, I've been reading that and it's just, that's been putting me on as far as channeling my emotions, you know what I'm saying, specifically anger and fear, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just really trying to learn how to channel those two emotions specifically and use it to my benefit and not my detriment, you know what I'm saying? And fear could be anything. It could be fear of failure, fear of rejection, and then, of course, anger. You know, anger just comes at different points, so, you know, when you just – when you run it hot, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that got you a little hot, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm just trying to – definitely use that as fuel in 2021 and just, you know, think out my emotions rather than react. So that's that. And then, yeah, so, you know, that's my week. You know what I'm saying? Just quiet, but, you know, strategizing. So, and then, of course, I'm ready for the turn up tonight on the show. And like you said, like you alluded to earlier, we got a lot to talk about in the world famous Chopper. Plus, we got a cool topic. So I'm ready to get into it.
Right. Yes. This week I've been focusing more on love, right? You know, it's not like y'all know me. I'm not like the emotional person. You know what I'm saying? I'm always focused on career and so on and so forth. So I've been learning to find my balance. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when somebody pushes you to find balance, then you start living for it. So, I mean, I'm in a good place this week, man. But tonight's topic is about colorism. Because if you guys know Danny, what's her name, Danny Lee or Danny Lay or whoever this is, she's the girl, she's a non-black girl that actually is with the baby now. And everybody knows the baby came out, he was with his baby mama, but he was doing him.
Hold on, I'm lost. Who is this person? Who's Danny? You said Danny who?
The baby. He's a rapper. The baby. D-A-B-Y.
Oh, the baby.
Shout out to our top five countries tuning in. I'm sorry, I forgot about you. United States, Canada, still. United Kingdom, Sweden, and it's one more. From last week, same schedule. What was the other one? Australia. Yeah, so shout out to Australia is a continent. But shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in so you can get into our top five countries tuning in. We appreciate the love each and every single Sunday. But DaBaby, he's a rapper. He's on everything right now. He's dating this non-black girl. And she made a song called like Red Bone. He wants that Red Bone. So basically, you're trying to say that you went up his baby mama, which was a chocolate woman. You know what I'm saying? Because he wants that Red Bone. And she received massive criticism behind it. She deactivated her Twitter. She came back with a fake message. I didn't take it serious. I she had to go back with her team to rehearse what she's going to say. She didn't look into the subject and she didn't take the subject. She didn't know the subject was just that serious. But we all know that colorism has been a thing because, you know, whites always feel like they're more superior than black. And the closer you are to light skin, the more they cater to you and the darker you are, some opportunities that you miss, right? And so for a long run, it was the media trying to pour into us these interracial relationships. And then people got tired of seeing it. And they wasn't buying it. Like, we don't want to see our black men with white women. We don't want to see our black women with white men. We don't want to see that. So the push has slowed down because we as a people have woken up and we start pushing against it. But colorism to me in dating is serious. Because most of these men, when they get money, they want them a yellow bone or they want a light-skinned woman or they want a white woman and so on and so forth. And then when you mess up with her or you do something wrong. Yeah. And they had all this money. When a man gets money, he runs to a lighter-skinned woman. You know what I'm saying? He leaves more than likely, he leaves who he's with and he runs to a lighter-skinned woman. This is who I mean myself. Like, everybody knows, you know, me and from this show. You know, I'm a 9-time published book author. I have 2 movies that I've written, working on my 3rd movie that I've written, radio show, model, influencer, you know, whatever the case might be. And I pride myself in sticking to my black man. Not because I'm racist or I feel like, you know, I can't deal with a white man, but just that I'm put here for my black man. I'm a black woman that's pleased with my black man. I'm going to pride myself in whoever it is. You know, like, you got to have patience with them. And you got to, sometimes they just need to be exposed to something different. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And we want to talk about colorism and dating. Like, you know, is it a certain thing? And I've seen your wife. You're such a beautiful wife. You know, you don't have a red bone or, you know, anything like that. She's so beautiful. She's so gorgeous. You know, just looking at her picture, she's full of life. And, you know, I really commend, like, I don't have a problem with men that go out and date white women. I have a problem with men that get money and feel like the only woman that is good for him is a white woman. That's what I feel like. Yeah, the black woman is going to nag. She wasn't raised the same way as the white woman. And as these men are seeing more and more, these white women look good on your arm. Yeah, she's not going to nag you. But the first time you mess up, as soon as something go left, look at what Dr. Dre is going through. This lady wants everything from him, half of everything from him. So keep in mind that it's all good for the right now until shit goes left. You know what I'm saying? And them the ones that are going to take you to the ringer, and those are the ones that the judge is going to side with. But I don't know, man. What's your opinion on it?
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, this is a good topic.
Oh, not to unmute, motherfucker.
Smooth out the old ass. Check you.
39. And you're old as shit.
Yeah, all right. So, you know.
Hold on. I had put the phone on mute so you can talk, but since I had took the phone and brought his raggedy ass in, let's keep in mind that you were right behind me, sir. and you got 11 kids.
Yeah,
okay,
well, as long as you're
so
alive,
you should feel
I am 12. As long as you're still alive, you're always gonna be older than me.
It doesn't matter if I'm older than you or not. By 2 freaking months, bite me. Come on, Mo.
That's funny.
That's all that
that's
matters.
Funny. These 39s up in the building. 39. So what year is that? That's what, 1981, something like that?
That's 82, man. That's 82.
82. Okay, 1983, 1982.
Yeah.
Right? But we're going to get into it. So this was like a topic that I still go hard about it, but I used to be so like, you know, because it's so not me, you know, I would just be like, nah, that's not, you know, that's not how it is, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm just looking at it through my eyes. And, you know, I always remember that Tupac lyric and what was that, Keep Your Head Up, when he says, you know, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the skin, the deeper the roots, you know what I'm saying? So all that always stuck with me. And, you know, I just always love black women. But I'm gonna take y'all a little bit of story time real quick to kind of, I guess, how I got here on that thinking, right? So I can remember way back when I went to Noble Elementary School, right, and back in the 80s, right? And Noble Elementary School was in Cleveland Heights. Well, it is in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. And if you do the research, like, this was one of the first, and I didn't realize this at the time. I just thought this was normal. But it was one of the first, like, truly integrated neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying, as far as that. So when I was younger, it was nothing to me. Like, you know, I black, white, you know what I'm saying? And when I was younger, I didn't go a lot. I was open off the little white girls, you know what I'm saying, as a young dude. I remember, you know, I'm just going to just say some of the names, and you can kind of see. You can kind of paint the picture. You can probably put a face with the name. So, like, I remember having little crushes and talking to Rebecca and Katie and Jerrica and Sarah. You know what I'm saying? Some of the white girls who went to my school or whatever. But at the same time, though, I wasn't really crossed over. You know, I had my Demetras and Janelles and Marcy's. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of had an eclectic view, and I looked at it both the same. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, especially that was in, you know, Martin Luther King. You know, I think Stevie Wonder had just dropped the birthday song or whatever. You know, we just come off Martin Luther King Day. So I really wasn't looking at color at all. I was really, you know, really, especially as a young person, I was pure. I was really just looking at a person's personality. That's the last thing I was seeing color. I mean, white girls was pretty and so was black girls. You know what I'm saying? It was girls. You know what I'm saying? So that kind of, you know, shaped my thinking as a young kid. And then plus I had a cousin that was a couple years older than me, and he was all into the white chicks. I mean, still to this day, he still kind of prefers white women, I think, even though he has kind of switched over, had a couple black girlfriends. He's, you know, his baby mother's white. So that was like my cousin. So, you know, he went to the same elementary school at that time, too. So anyway, fast forward a little bit, then I get to middle school. You know what I'm saying? So I'm at Monticello Middle School in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, still. And middle school started to shift a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm still flirting with the little white women that's in my class, but now I'm getting more and more into the black world, because now I'm getting more into me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm getting more into culture. I'm getting more into rap music. I'm just getting more into, like, my culture. And in high school, I was all in by that time. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't checking for no white women at all. Then, you know, the years I had at college or whatever, I was, you know, totally focused on other stuff. So that's how I kind of got to my way of thinking. But at the same time, and it's funny that we bring up this topic, because I just had this conversation with my wife like a couple of days ago, before I even knew we were going to talk about this. And I was like, you know what, though? Especially with the businesses that we're doing and, you know, the industry that I'm in, I got to be more open-minded. Not saying that I'm going to be flirtatious with the other side and stuff like that, but to be honest, you know, as I got into my blackness, you know, and I can get a little rigid, I guess. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest. You know, I'm a Leo, so sometimes I get set in my ways. And I think I was, you know, on the low, I was kind of racist. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest with you. Because to white women, in my adult years, haven't been to offer nothing that I wanted. You know what I'm saying? So I would just kind of, probably like just subconsciously, like kind of like turn my nose up. You know what I'm saying? Not even looking in a direction all. Like, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So, but I just came to the conclusion a couple years ago, I got to kind of get out of that. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm not trying to flirt with them and stuff like that, I can't be so, like, looking down on them. You know what I'm saying? Because I was doing that. Like, oh, some just racist shit. Like, I had no time for them at all. You know what I'm saying? Because it just totally just seemed like it wasn't into nothing that I'm into. So why do I even care what you got to say or anything? You know, have conversations, nothing like that. Plus, one of my partners, he was kind of, he didn't know how to flow. Like, guys, I just want to set this up. But one of my close partners up here in New York, and it's funny because we used to do, like, a show back in the day. Shout out to WTNR Radio back in the day. But he was always able to kind of finesse it and go back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Because he could get into that whole white culture. You know, his friends was white, you know, different white girlfriends and stuff like that. And then I had to look at my wife's flourishing business. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, most of her clientele is white women. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, I got to kind of switch this up. So, but, you know, I'm going to come back to the whole colorism and how it's, I guess it can be a big deal in dating, but I just wanted to kind of set the table a little bit. But, you know, just to answer the question, because once again, tonight's topic is colorism a big deal in dating? And I'm going to say it can be. It can be. And because I'll say this too, I've noticed this. A lot of people tend to just date this same skin tone, like maybe just, you know, subconsciously. Like me and my wife, we're like a similar skin tone. And then, you know, I just noticed some people, I mean, of course you got exceptions to the rule, but I notice a lot of people, it might be a light skin on light skin, you know what I'm saying? Like Steph Curry and his wife, you know what I'm saying? And LeBron and his wife, they seem to be the same skin tone if you look at, you know, that, you know, just some of like the popular ball players, you know what I'm saying? And I've noticed that, you know what I'm saying? Some people, like, they're darker. They might date another dark, you know what I'm saying? But I just love black women come in all different shades. And, you know, through my dating experience, I've had all different tones, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I guess that's my answer to the question at this moment. But, you know, you go ahead, Cole. Let's see what you got to say about this topic.
I mean, y'all already know. We've already discussed this shit once before. I fuck everybody. I'm not about to sit here and play with y'all colorism and all this other bullshit. I was raised overseas. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
The first time I got me some pussy was some white pussy.
Whoa. Oh,
yeah.
There we go.
I was scared because I ain't know no better. Don't get me wrong. First time I got some pussy was some white pussy. First time I got some head was some black head. You know what I'm talking about? First time a bitch sucked my balls was a black broad. First time I had a threesome, it was... Man, I don't know. The bitch was something. What the fuck is that noise? Niggas breaking into shit around here? The fuck? Oh, no. But, to be honest with you, I just got on the phone. So I really don't know what the topic's about per se. All I know is some colorism shit. Do I feel some type of way about seeing a black dude with a white broad? No, I don't really give a fuck. Do I feel some way about a black bra with a white dude? Nah, I don't really give a fuck. Now, if the bitch fine, then I'm, you know, I'm gonna be like, man, that nigga ain't hitting it right. But that's just what a nigga say.
Hey, the white dudes been caught up, though. The white dudes been caught up.
Oh, man, look, them niggas be fucking on porn, so I mean.
They done caught up. Don't get it twisted on that shit. Like, I'm gonna be honest. Like, okay. That's how y'all like it? So, can't really say that shit no more. But go ahead.
You said you're only taking orders inside.
Yes, sir.
With the coronavirus? All right.
So we got drive-through. So go ahead. Yeah, you might want to chime in. You know, smooth placing his order, getting his food, I guess.
No, I ain't placing the order. This told me due to a fucking power outage or some shit, you got to go inside to place the order. I'm like, well, bitch, what, with Corona? Tesla was inside over, bitch. What you talking about? Nigga, if you don't want my fucking money, just say, hey, bitch, I want your fucking money. Fuck.
You better have your hand sanitizer and your mask on.
Yeah, inside locked like a motherfucker. Dirty, bitch.
Oh, shit.
But no. Man, fuck them. I got to feed these kids. But no, man, I don't really understand the topic. Don't get me wrong. Do I feel like they trying to push the issue? Well, they were pushing the issue. Well, they still all pushing it for like the last 20, 20, 30 years on TV shows, you got like the little black dude with a black with the white girl, or the white girl with the black dude. You know what I'm saying? Blase, blah.
Yeah, it's like a racial little, kind of harmony.
They got like the mix. You know what I'm saying? They got like the mixed kids on the commercials and shit like that. But growing up, that's all I saw. You see what I'm saying? You always had, especially in the military, my nigga, you always seen a mixed race baby, a zebra. Dog, we used to treat them kids so bad. Like real shit, we used to treat them so bad. So I felt
wow, cause
Tiger Woods
different
saying,
because they look different?
No, because like they was mixed. So that was it.
Okay.
Just because they was mixed, we treated them bad. So I felt what Tiger Woods was like, man, he's black and Asian somewhere from Cambodia. Because like, man, when you are mixed, you get it from all sides of your bloodline.
That is true. I'm going to tell you another thing.
When you black and you mix, like, man, the niggas ain't fucking with you. You got to be extra black. Them light-skinned niggas was extra black back in the day. They still is. They fucking militants now. You see what I'm saying? and then, right, but then you
revolutionary.
But then you, right, yeah. But then you too black to be white. And then, like, the Asians, man, the Asians, black and Asian make some pretty-ass fucking babies. But
that's
depending
true.
On where they come up at, man, they get hell. Dog, we gave those motherfuckers hell coming up. We didn't do it on purpose. You know what I'm saying? I ain't fuck with you on malicious. I'm just like, man, this is what we do. You're a fucking zebra. What happened? We going to fuck with you. You still my dog, but, yeah, nigga, what you eat for dinner tonight? Fucking red beans and rice, bitch, and egg roll? Fuck, this is just what we did.
Yeah,
but,
that is true. Go ahead.
But, like, as far as them constantly pushing the issue, is it a factor for me? No, I got men in training. So, like, the issue of the gay shit is just overtaking the colorism shit for me.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
man?
True.
Like,
I agree.
That right there, like,
that
watching
became
the black
new color,
man and the white broad ain't even on my radar no more.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Gay shit. Like, look, I'd rather see a black man with a white bra than see a black man with a black man with a white man. You know what I'm talking about? Wearing a fucking dress. Yeah, they got
that's true. That's the dude. Yeah, that's
it's getting to the point where, like, you got toxic masculinity. So it's bad enough you can't even be a man no more. But now you a man with a dick in your booty.
Yeah,
I'd rather see you with an Asian bro than dicking your ass off. Look, but come on. Yeah, we have to pick and choose, but we can't pick and choose. So I really don't. I'm just rambling right now. I really don't know nothing about this topic. This black birthday, happy birthday, black. You old ass thing. You still pretty, but you old. You old and pretty. So. I don't know where you at. I don't know what type of games you playing, but I hope you lose.
I'll definitely take old and pretty. I am that. And it is what it is. I'm glad that I'm older and not younger.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now what?
I'm a young OG.
Now what?
Oh, shit.
Put
but,
the blue team
no,
back,
no,
baby.
I'm your butt.
You just
no,
said
I'm
I have some.
Butt.
Put it back.
I'm always giving you props, nigga. Fuck all that. Fuck what you're talking about. You still my nigga. Yep.
Black don't crack, you know what I'm saying? That's what they say, right?
Black don't crack. Black crack, you put enough hair on you. That shit crack like a motherfucker.
But yeah, so black, you don't just to bring it back, you know what I'm saying? So you know, what's up with you and this colorism? How do you feel? What's your thoughts?
That black caught in right now. She
yeah, I know.
I think her phone's still muted. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could have picked a different topic for a birthday weekend. You know what I'm saying? Colorism for a birthday weekend, man. Look, honestly, I don't even know what the fuck black was thinking when she came up with this topic. We could have did like a whole subject about fucking the world famous top up for an hour and a half and colorism.
Yeah, she could have let me know.
You know what
I swear to
like,
God,
like,
I thought about doing that, and
right.
I said I didn't talk to Mo because I didn't talk to Mo. I didn't want to put that pressure on him and ask
yeah.
me what I thought about doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is important for you black men to talk about this. So don't be mad. The world needs to hear from black men.
But what I'm saying is you just gave our scoops on it. You know what I'm saying? So I need to, you know,
but
how you feeling?
Go ahead.
Like, mind you, I understand where black want to go with it. You see what I'm saying? But, man, unfortunately,
on my birthday weekend, while I'm drinking, and I can't really manhandle the topic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this ain't their fucking topic for this week.
I thought that I was, but then he gonna tell the waitress to get me fucked up. And then she done brought back this strong-ass drink, and I can't be serious right now.
Come on, yeah. I need you know, that's going to be better for the show. You know what I'm saying? We don't
the
tipsy black.
The drink too strong.
On,
I can't even drink
strong.
The drink, y'all.
Yeah,
shut your ass up. He gonna tell her to get her fucked up for me. Get her fucked up for me. I said, you trying to make me go home and swing off the Cindy fans. You know they right here screaming, throat baby. Before throat baby was making my planet, you better believe that. So, you know, he trying to
get that throat baby.
He tried to give me a real birthday present when we leave weed out. But I thank you guys for chiming in on the topic and having it like grow me in. Because it's very important. As I said again, I am on location, so I do apologize. It is kind of loud in my background, but I am full and I am tipsy, and I'm probably.
You sound clear though. You clear.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you can talk.
So, what y'all think I'm gonna be doing? Like, probably, you know, from tonight. Like, what y'all think I'm gonna be doing for my birthday? At home.
Right. When you get home,
Yeah.
Listen, they don't know nothing about that Jigga City. Yeah, feel me? But it's gonna be some problems for the next 3 nights at my house.
Yeah.
You know how we do.
Yeah, I'm gonna get back.
Yes, you did.
I want you to do all the things I ain't gonna do for my birthday.
No, hold on. You talking about do all the things that you won't do for your birthday? You got 11 kids, so you gonna do some fucking.
Kids,
so what does I need to do?
How many kids you got? 12 kids. What you talking about? I got 12. I ain't got no 11.
My bad.
Check my number.
You got 12 kids. So you told me to do what you're not gonna do.
Yeah, because you know I work on my.
That mean no hunching.
That's
what that means.
I'm a fuck, but you know I work on my birthday, so I ain't gonna wild out.
Look at that, man.
You know, I'm gonna give me some birthday pluses, some birthday heads.
He told me to do, but I'm not gonna do his birthday. He got 12 kids, so I know you're hunching. So you're telling me not to hunt?
No, I want you to go beyond me, okay? Plus ultra. I want you to dig deeper, like fucking, like what's the motherfucker that be working out and shit? Like insanity. Yeah.
Oh, you
I'm
want me
to
go
with the regular fuck. Yeah. I'm going to be doing regular fucking. I want you to dig deeper.
So you
going to
be doing regular fucking. You want me to do supreme fucking. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, I did it.
Yeah.
I hear you.
It's all right. You guys are big, y'all.
Nah, let me do it with...
Whatever,
let me
get an AC snake.
Me being scared, my best friend on his phone. You know, I ain't never scared.
You ain't never scared?
Before Bone Crusher, that was
channel,
me.
Channel going in motion.
Before there was Bone Crusher, that was me. I ain't never scared. Now, I ain't out here willy-nilly handing that thing out like candy, but I ain't never scared. Don't get me twisted.
But yeah,
like I said, Bone Crusher.
Yeah, before Bone Crusher, it was me. I ain't never scared.
Well,
he think I'm scared. Talk about that shit to Mike. Once I open up the can, I can't close the back, you know, once I turn up, and I, you know, ain't no closing the back. Man, listen, I just be laughing. He just don't know.
Well, what I was going
to
say.
When I turn all the way up, I turn up. Okay, what you was going to say?
What I was going to say in reference to the topic as far as colorism, now that we have Biden and Harris
back in office. Well, not back in office. Well, Biden, you know, I guess he is, so to speak, back in office. He was Obama's vice president. Now he's president. Of course, Kamala Harris is the new vice president. I definitely think colorism would be it's gonna be open more because, you know, we kind of mirror whatever the leadership is of the country at the time. So, you know, with Trump.
Hold on, let me say this real quick, Mo, because you brought a very bad point. Let me step in really quick. Don't lose your thought.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Hold on. People that come, the vice president, first of all, she ain't never claimed to be black until she needed a black vote. She light-skinned as hell. So all of the people that are light-skinned, those are the people that they be like, black. Those are not my representatives. You don't have melanin. You know what I'm saying? Your melanin ain't popping. So when they get somebody black like me or Lupita or some shit like that, then that's where you represent the real black folk. When they want to praise black, the color black, it's all these lighter-skinned people. Like, you closer to white than you is to black, baby. That's all red, on me. You lack melanin. So that's not my representative, but go ahead.
Well, that's funny that you said that. I'm going to get back on the whole Biden, Kamala, and I guess the point I was going to make with that, but you brought up another point that I got to bring up. And it seems like I've been doing a lot of movie references lately because these movies that I saw as a youth, I guess, really shaped me, and it really, like, you know, I guess set me up for where we're at today. So one of my favorite Spike Lee movie, you know, he's got some classics in his repertoire, but my favorite one is School Days. I don't know if you guys ever seen that. You ever seen School Days? If you haven't, you got to see it. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, put y'all on. Classic, you've seen this movie, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, so School Days is perfectly that you say what you said, Black, because it makes perfect sense. Because if you ever seen this movie called School Days, it's about black colleges and everything, and like the you know, late 80s, and fraternities and sororities. And one of the main topics in the movie is jigaboos versus the wannabes. So supposedly, you know, in the movie, the jigaboos is and the wannabes was, like you just said, more the red bones and stuff like that. And, you know, it was kind of just like the colorism back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like the Lawrence Fishburne. This was like one of my favorite acting from him, man. He was phenomenal. Should have won an Oscar, man, for his role in School Days. That's one of my favorite acting, you know, from him. But anyway, his girlfriend was a Delta. And the Deltas, they was more of the dark-skinned women. You know, they were the so-called jigaboos. His girlfriend was, like, head of the Deltas. You know what I'm saying? And he was trying to, you know, and he was, like, a revolutionary. You know what I'm saying? And he was just more, you know, so different topics as far as that we face as far as black culture. You know what I'm saying? From, you know, the educated to the non-educated and all types of stuff. But anyway, that was one of the main things. And then, I guess the sorority the fraternity that Spike Lee was trying to get into was called Gamma Phi Gamma, and supposedly it was like the pretty boys and stuff like that, and the women there, the main guy's girlfriend, she was like AKA, and you know what I'm saying, AKA was all the light skin, so. You know, and then like the main, his girlfriend was Tisha Campbell, you know, from Martin, when she was young too. She was young and fine too back then. So she was like his girlfriend. And then Jasmine Guy, you know what I'm saying, from Different Worlds, she's light skinned, you know what I'm saying? And she was one of the AKAs. And it's just so funny that you said, because it comes full circle, because Miss Kamala Harris is an AKA, you know what I'm saying? You know, AKAs, they wear the pink and green and all that stuff. And a lot of times they got that Kamala Harris kind of look. So it's funny, and then, you know, she went to a black college, you know what I'm saying? So she went to Howard, which is in D.C. So it's just funny how, like, that's back full circle. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm really gonna be, because now I can't cry over spilled milk. You know, as far as like I can't be one of these so-called Trump supporters is just bitter now because, you know, he not in office no more. Like I said, I'm just going to do my platinum plan on my own. That's why I've been telling you about this rich dad, poor dad, and the stock shit, and, you know, my wife's business and shit that we're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? We just got our own platinum plan, so that's how I'm going to do it. But at the same time, I got to adjust. I told you I pride myself on evolving and adjusting to the circumstances. So right now, it is what it is. So I'm adjusting to this whole thing. So getting back to what I was saying as far as the colorism part, now it's going to probably be more prominent because you're seeing that, you know, as leadership of our country. You know what I'm saying? Kamala Harris, say what you say. You know what I'm saying? She is a light-skinned woman. You know what I'm saying? And she is a mixture because I guess she's, like, black and Indian. You know what I'm saying? So that's why she has that lighter tone. But, you know, she still would be considered an African American, you know what I'm saying? She still, you know, and then plus she did go to that historic black college, you know what I'm saying? So that's going to hold some weight. But at the same time, she has a white husband, you know what I'm saying? So then that comes into the whole colorism aspect that we're talking about. I was talking this about my aunt the other day, and we were just talking about, you know, whole political stuff. And, you know, it's interesting. My aunt was just saying, my aunt's an educated woman, you know what I'm saying? She was talking about when she went to college in the 70s and all this other stuff and how, like, you know, when black women, they start to get a certain stature, you know what I'm saying? They start to go up the corporate ladder or whatever, start to make a lot of money, and how a lot of just black guys, you know, their ego get in the way. They can't finesse it. They can't take a woman making more money than them. So a lot of times, you know, the white guys is what's around there. You know what I'm saying? What's around them? That's what they see. That's what they, you know, who's in their circle. And so that's what kind of happens. And it seems like that's probably what happened with Kamala Harris, I guess. You know, I don't know her story like that. I mean, I'll start to know it more and more as, you know, this new, I guess, leadership takes effect. But that's interesting. And then this whole Biden thing now, you know what I'm saying? Biden, you know, old white guy with his white wife and stuff like that. But, you know, he's trying to cater to the whole, you know, let's bring the country together and all that other stuff. So we're going to see if we're going to get more of a, like a Cosby Show effect, I'm wondering now. You know what I'm saying? And because I can rock with both ways. You know what I'm saying? When Trump was in office and we had so-called, I hate to even say the word because I don't look at that. You know what I'm saying? The opposite of black supremacy, so to speak. You know, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I was able to kind of just like, getting back to Dr. Martin Luther King, if we on some stuff, like it's the content of your character and it ain't about the color of your skin, I'm all about becoming a shark. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's what like these forefathers was built on, you know what I'm saying? Sharks, you know what I'm saying? They just coming in, it's survival of the fittest, you know what I'm saying? The strong eat the weak. So I was just like, yo, I can get with that energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to be a certain skin tone to think that way, you know what I'm saying? I can roll with the sharks too. So I was just blending in that way, you know what I'm saying? I'm like a wolf in sheep's clothing. Of course, you're going to see me, you know what I'm saying? I'm a black man, but you don't know how I'm thinking. So that's how I was rolling with the whole Trump administration. But now, this administration is different. This is some more Cosby Show shit. So we're gonna see. We're gonna see how it goes. So
Cosby, you know, what's your definition when you say Cosby Show? What do you mean
when
you
I
say
Cosby Show shit? When I all right, so I'm gonna take this. When I say Cosby Show shit, it's gonna be more of a, I don't want to say illusion, but it's gonna be more of a, like, let's all come back together, which is good. You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking this. It's gonna be more like, let's you know, let's look out for each other. Like, let's act like it's not a dog-eat-dog world kind of situation. It's not a savage situation. Let's act like we going to really lift up the less fortunate and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And I think, too, I think Trump laid a nice foundation for it because I thought, you know, with him getting funding for it or whatever, and then now with Kamala Harris being a graduate of Howard University, I think the whole black college experience, hopefully, if she really – and this is what I'm waiting to see, too, especially since she, you know, graduated from Howard University, and she's become the first not just black vice president, but first woman vice president that could be in position to become the first female president before a white woman, you know, would become president. So, and she went. She's a Howard alumnus. You know what I'm saying? So I think if she really, I just want to see her really put some focus on that. You know what I'm saying? Because I think we need to get back to
yeah.
position. You know what I'm saying?
Look, let me,
so that's what I'm saying.
I hear you, but I don't give a fuck about Howard University. I don't give a fuck about AKA. You feel what I'm saying?
I don't give two flying shit that
Kamala Harris wasn't even representing as black at first when she was running for president. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't give a fuck about that either. Now, it wasn't until when she needed the black vote, then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, she was smoking weed, listening to Tupac, even though the bitch graduated in 86. You see what I'm saying? Nigga, Tupac wasn't rapping shit in 86. But I'm not, I digress. Look.
Break it down. Go ahead.
Look, this is how this goes. If now all of a sudden you want to be black, all right, okay, cool. That means I want black issues handled. I don't want minority issues handled. Fuck that, let's all get along bullshit. Because no, let's get one thing straight
about
Martin
Luther
King.
That's what they're going to do.
No, no, they're not. They're going to do the minority shit. Let's get this one thing straight. When Martin Luther King made the speech about judging on the strength of your character, not the color of your skin, right?
Yeah.
That was 5 years before he died. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
That nigga right there, his speeches changed dramatically. He was a different person by the time he died. By the time he died, he was ostracized. You see what I'm saying? By the black folks and the white people, because his tone was more militant. His tone was like, all right, man, we done marched on this, and we done did all this shit. But when it come down to the black issues, when it come down to getting this dollar, now all of a sudden, hey, ain't nobody want to holler. So if you want to pretend like you black, all right, okay, cool, I don't give a fuck about that. But how about you start making references? How about you actually start doing things for the black community? Because we don't need anything to do with HBCU right now because Trump took care of that shit. You see what I'm saying? Trump already gave HBCU their fucking money. So it is what it is when it comes down to that shit. So what about these black issues? What about all the black people? What about all the black men that got longer sentences than the white boys and the Latinos in California that you put in jail? What's happening with that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look,
so,
that's how I feel
so
the same way. I think
be
it's
black
now. That's why I said the illusion.
So since you want to be black, handle that. Come down to Biden. Biden already nuts. Biden, oh, man, sweet baby Jesus. 11,000 people already lost their jobs the day the motherfucker got in office. Damn. All right, okay. It is what it is. You got to take some. You got to take the good with the bad. And you have to take the bad with the good. It is what it is. For every good idea, there's always going to be a bad outcome. There's always going to be consequences for every good you do. So whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People talk about climate change. There used to be global warming. But then when they actually start to realize there ain't no such thing as fucking global warming, they say, all right, well, cool. Let's do climate change. Fuck. It is what it is. So in the process of doing that, we're going to go back into the Paris Accord. Even though getting back into the Paris Accord was more stringent on the United States of America than the rest of the world, you see what I'm saying? Our pollution PPMs per million, they wanted us to be distributing shit 20 years before everybody else. You see what I'm saying? We were supposed to be reduced 20 years before everybody else had to start doing shit, which means a lot of fucking businesses were going out of business anyway. So they had to deregulate that shit. In the process of deregulating that shit, businesses stayed open. Motherfuckers made money. Guess what? Them deregulations? Shit. You already know. Executive order.
Yeah. So, you know.
What?
Like I said.
Hey.
Go ahead. What's up?
I'm going to make my fucking money by any means necessary. I'm not a wolf in sheep's clothing. I'm a shark. You see a shark. You see what I'm saying? When you see me, you see me a predator. That's it. I'm not about to fuck around and be like, oh, no, no, no. Nigga, you know exactly what I am. When you see fucking Biden, you know he's a predator.
You said you know he's
Cameron
a predator?
Harris. You know she's a fucking predator. Yeah. You know a predator
okay,
when you see one of those are straight predators. You see what I'm saying?
What's your definition?
No, motherfucker...
I don't know. I don't know what you mean when you say that. Elaborate a little bit.
What you mean?
What you said when I see Biden, I see a predator. When I see Kamala Harris, I see a predator. And you say you a shark. I'm just trying to make it all make sense. What's your, you know, elaborate. What's your point when you say that?
All right. When you look at the history of how Biden votes, when you look at the history of how Kamala Harris votes or whatnot, right, they will always make sure that the way they vote only benefits them on a personal level. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can agree.
It's not about party, because even during the fucking the debate with Biden made a point to say, I am the party. You know what I'm talking about? Blah, blah, blah. He let it be known, like, motherfucker, like, I am the motherfucker. I am the man. Like, no, fuck all that. Whatever the fuck I say goes. You see what I'm saying? He made a point to say that during the debate, even though he got that ass chewed out by fucking by Trump and shit like that. But there's levels to this shit. But Kamala Harris is a straight predator. So by the fact that she is black, on her behalf, it don't really fucking matter. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't mind Kamala Harris lying to me in my face, because the white boys do it all the time. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not going to treat her differently. I'm not going to expect more from her. I'm going to treat a predator like a fucking predator. Simple as that. A lot of people get mad, and a lot of people actually, they feel like just because you're black or just because you have the same upbringing, right, you're supposed to act differently, right? So they get mad or they treat you worse because, like, oh, man, I can't believe you did this shit. Nigga, that's a fucking politician. The same way you bend over and let the white boy do it, go on, bend over the camera and do it too.
Yeah, and those are the scariest ones too. Because those are the ones. Look, not for me or you. I mean, like I said, if anybody's been listening to the show for the past couple of years, you know, kind of where we stand on certain political views. So, you know, we've always been kind of looking at the other direction. But for the people who's not, that's kind of blinded, and they just get all caught up in the showmanship of it, or the kind of the glitz and glamour, like, and all this other stuff. Oh, what's she wearing and what's she doing, and you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. You know what I'm saying, just throwing you off. Where, you know, at the same time, you know, shit could just be getting worse for you. You're not even knowing it, but you're just seeing a black woman in a high office, and you're just thinking like, oh, you know, everything is swell. So, you know, that's my point. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be able to see past the bullshit.
Yeah, all I know is go ahead, do the fucking math. You see what I'm saying? Allow these people to open up their businesses so they can, you know, provide for their family, as opposed to sitting at home for 10 months, 11 months, getting fucked, waiting on 600 punk-ass fucking dollars. You see what I'm saying? That can't pay one bill. My cable bill is $400, nigga. That's a lot. I pay $400 for cable.
That's a little much, DirecTV's a motherfucker,
boy. Look,
goddamn.
I don't even be home.
Too much. You might have to
call
a retention department.
You said what?
You might have to call a retention department or something, get a better deal on that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm brother. Like, what's happening? You damn skipping. So, fuck, my cable bill is that fucking stimulus package, but I ain't gonna get it anyway. No motherfuckers.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Yeah.
If you make $75,000, which is funny, because $75,000, right? The new middle class, as of what, 10 years ago, the new middle class is six figures. You got to be $100,000 to be considered middle class.
That's all fact. Right?
You see what I'm saying? So if $75,000 is the cutoff before they start to deduct the amount of money they give you. Nigga, middle class ain't getting nothing. Nada.
Well, I ain't got shit yet. So, anyway.
Look, I ain't get a motherfucking check. Period.
So, yeah, I ain't got shit. I ain't get the first one. So, you know, I told
you. I ain't get the first. Anyway. I'm not getting the second. So, it is what it is.
I don't even know about the second one, but I definitely get the first one. But that's why I said you can't be waiting on that shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know,
but
you gotta,
like, the thing is, it's not about waiting on it. It's about putting motherfuckers in situations where they are unable to be independent. You see what I'm saying? You are forcing a motherfucker to be dependent upon you.
Yeah, because, you know, you're trying to open up a business.
You can't flourish a business if you can't get customers.
If things shut down. That's
right.
Common sense.
Take this unemployment, bitch. Bam. All right. Now that the unemployment over, yeah, we got them on the ringer now. Yeah, well, they're going to vote the way we want them to vote now, which is the truth. Which is the truth. Shit. A lot of motherfuckers who wouldn't even vote for Trump. Voted because they got the check and had a fucking name on it, right? A lot of motherfuckers who wouldn't even voted liberal voted because guess what, motherfucker? They got a fucking stimulus. It goes both ways.
Yeah.
People want free shit.
Yep, that's it, man. I mean, the only thing I say, and we're going to get into the world famous chopper pretty soon. We've got about 3 minutes left, but we'll close up this topic. Colorism, once again, is what we're talking about. How it applies to dating, but it basically applies to everything. But anyway.
Man, look, that colorism shit, we got to say that shit for next week because we ain't even talk about it. We ain't even get in depth and detail with this shit. Black wrong for this shit. Black out drinking fucking alcohol. You know what I'm talking about? She down there. She could have, matter of fact, Black could have got a bitch on the phone talking about how good she sucked dick for the birthday. But no, we doing some colorism shit. Ain't nobody talking about colorism.
Exactly. But yeah, what was I about to say? Fuck. And the only thing that I will say is, you know, the only good part, like I said, the only good part about this whole shit that I see so far as and this is early, so it might not even be a good thing, but so far, it's like I just said, it just human relations in this country. It seems to be a little bit, maybe just because it's something new, it's a breath of fresh air, so to speak. That's the only thing I see. I see, you know, because I'm in New York City. So when I go out, you know, I'm always seeing some people, even though it's COVID and everything, no matter where you go in New York, you're always going to see people walking around and out. But I just see the vibe is a little different. You know what I'm saying? The vibe is a little bit more friendlier. It's not as much on edge. Once again, I told you, I could adapt to both. I didn't, you know, I was just adapting to that shit. And people was just, was like getting mad at me. Like, why you ain't more upset?
Nigga, that's your thing. That's your thing.
Like, you were, what happened? Oh, you think
that's your thing?
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Shit works out here. That's your thing.
And so yeah, so
like,
so the, in Louisiana,
like New York,
is
naturally a
liberal
place.
Facts.
Right. So
that's true.
The fact that Trump is no longer in office, those motherfuckers are already excited. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, the motherfuckers out here, shit.
From South,
motherfuckers angry. You see what I'm saying? Cause like you got one side like ha ha ha, then you got the other side like, man, they stole the fucking election. These motherfuckers are pissed out here. They ready to fight.
I'm talking about
both sides staring at each other with guns and shit. Like, what's happening, nigga? What's up, cracker?
I can see it being a little different down there. Yeah, that's true, man. Cause I can't be bitter. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, what is being bitter? Like, oh, they stole the election is bullshit. How is that gonna get me? So that's getting back to my whole rich dad, poor dad shit. I got a channel.
Man, it's not even about being bitter.
What?
It's not bitter down here. It's more on a.
It's gonna be another revolution.
Like, when one side feel like
Civil War Part Two, that's what's about to happen. That's what you're saying.
That's gonna happen eventually. Like, there's always. The race war has always been projecting. You see what I'm saying? It's going to happen.
I'm not even talking
one
about race war.
It'll
just be a civil war. Like, shit.
You need to understand one thing.
Go ahead.
You need to understand one thing. A civil war is all it is a fucking race war. That's it.
It really is.
You see what I'm saying? That's all that shit is a fucking race war. Simple as that. Because you're going to have one side that has one belief. You're going to have another side that has another belief. But they're going to depict it upon the different races. You feel what I'm saying?
Like, since you're this color. All in the same country. Let's make it a civil war.
So since you're this fucking color, you see what I'm saying? They're going to expect you to think a certain way, to vote a certain way. And that's why I said it's just going to be a straight race war. That's it.
That was my folks. He was talking. He was agreeing with you. He said he really is. He was agreeing with what you was just saying.
Oh. Oh yeah, yeah.
He
I
was
somebody
agreeing with what he was just saying, and so that's why you heard him in the background because he was agreeing with Smooth. But man, I mean, I get it. And y'all gonna make me run the topic back because you're complaining about the topic that I wasn't. Listen, y'all did a great job. Y'all did touch on the topic of colorism from a male point of view, from a black man's point of view. So why y'all be complaining? I ain't got to spearhead every single topic now. Calm down.
No,
that's
first
what
of
I got
all, we was chitty and boo boo. Okay, now if you was gonna have a fucking topic, you wasn't gonna participate in. You should have had a good old nasty topic. You should have had a bitch call in so we can play that whole titty.
Virtually, okay. Virtually.
Get a good topic for next week, though. You know what I'm saying? Because at that time, I would have had all of my transitioning out of the way. So I'm gonna get a good topic, and I'm open for suggestions. Smooth, because, you know, a good topic for Mo, he I don't know what the hell he'll come up with. So, Smooth, I'm open for a suggestion as far as a good topic for next week. We're going to find something real good. But I just felt like with the whole Danny Lee situation and what was going on,
Danny
this was
Lee.
A great topic.
Danny Lee, hold on. Oh,
I said the same thing. Who the hell is Danny Lee?
Who the hell is Danny Lee?
The baby's girlfriend. It's a girl. She not even black, and she made a song about being red ball. He wanted a red ball. So basically, you made a song about, you know, the baby leaving his chocolate baby mama with his chocolate kids to go and date a non-black woman, and she tried to come back and say I am black, but she had already posted her genes and her genetics online, so they pulled them back up. You're not black. You don't have a piece of black inside of you. So, you know, how you gonna call yourself red?
Well, I mean, technically, she black every time he fucks her. You know what I mean?
You know what? Because he put a black in her.
So maybe, maybe the baby said he gonna put a black ass baby up in her. That's
he want a little black in your girl. I don't know who the fuck Danny Lee is. I don't know nothing about
the
red bone. Like, man, you supposed to. Hey, man, we need to start having, like, a power meeting before, because, like, Black be going over a nigga head with some shit. I'm
like,
what the fuck?
Who that? Like, you do be doing that, but it's going to be.
They should have said, Luke, and I said we should just do one whole show of World Famous Chop-Up, but I didn't know. I wasn't for sure if Mo was prepared for a whole show of, you know what I'm saying, gossip.
The world.
But in news, so I just was like, okay, let's just, you know. Talk about this right
so
here, but you guys did an amazing job.
She a red bone now?
She white, so she ain't got no melanin.
You know
how those girls are. She don't have no melanin. She's not black, so she want to really say she's a red bone.
But how that body looking, though, Black? I mean, you seen how them curves looking?
Box.
Hmm?
She a small girl. She got a small frame.
Oh, she ain't even got them curves, but she got to be slim thick then.
No, she ain't slim thick. She like slim.
Okay.
She got some baby. She got some
you know, because a lot
but,
of times, you
know. You
know what I'm saying? A lot of times, if you of another ethnicity, right? But you got that black body. You know what I'm saying? I give you a pass,
yeah,
but you ain't got the black body to be talking shit.
That ain't that. Kim K went and got that shit
built. Well, you
got to
sit down somewhere.
I'm not white, so I don't know if they actually
so
used red bone before.
Black,
like, you know what I mean? Fuck, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Where did the phrase red bone come from? Like, is that in reference to the black people with Indians in their blood?
No, it's either like two light skinned people make a baby, that baby's gonna be a red bone, or if it's a mixed baby,
it's gonna
be a red bone.
But what I'm saying, where did it come from? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Well, the only thing I can think of is this. Like, say, for instance, you're a light-skinned chick from the back, right? And you slap that ass, boom, that hand mark is going to be red. That's what it is.
No. Cause like, look at it like this. The majority of the black people that had Indian in their blood, right? You feel what I'm saying? They would come out red in the beginning. You know what I'm talking about? Red skins was always the term for fucking, you know what I'm saying, the red boys, the Indians and shit like that. I'm trying to figure out where did the term red bone originate.
Mm. I get you.
I don't know.
That's a good thing.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if there's another fucking ethnicity that uses the term red bone.
No, we don't.
I have no fucking clue. But if this bitch, if the bitch Danny Lee wants to be black, I mean, fuck, she ain't the first one. They got the Danzel bitch. This bitch was in fucking black universities talking about the troubles of being black, and this bitch was whiter than a motherfucker. Like, so,
oh, that one chick.
It's popular to be black. Fuck, if you ain't black.
Always is. Yeah. So, you know how that goes. But with that being the case, you know what I'm saying? That time of the show, so we get into the world famous chop up. So, you know what I'm saying, for all the listeners out there, is this your first time listening to the show? This is my favorite part of the show. This is part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit. Basically, I get a chance to just talk about shit that I just thought was interesting throughout the week and bring it to your attention. So, real quick, I'm gonna get into a couple quick things. So, first off, I know we touched on the whole Biden and Kamala Harris, but the inauguration, you know what I'm saying? I didn't watch it. I don't know if you saw it, Smooth. But I will say this. The highlight of the inauguration is two things for me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't watch it, but then I just saw the after effects. One, I got to say Michelle Obama, you know, is a classy lady, man. I loved her outfit, man. Like, the Obamas, they came up and showed out. You know what I'm saying? They you know what I'm saying? They had the swag. And I felt that, you know what I'm saying? Michelle Obama's dress, man, that shit was like her old little pantsuit or whatever she had on, man. Shit was nice, a little purple or whatever the hell that shit was, man, with her mask. Hair was on fleek. They look really good, you know what I'm saying? Look really good together. Power couple. They represent it well, you know what I'm saying? So that was one thing I'll say. Second thing I'll say is Bernie Sanders. Yo. The Bernie Sanders memes is the best thing going on social media right now, man, on Instagram, on Twitter. Oh, man, my guy Bernie, well, he's not my guy, but Bernie Sanders, man, with just him just with his gloves on and, you know, comb sitting there like he was just uninterested. That's been the funniest thing, man, to come out of that inauguration. But other than that, you know, the inauguration can kick rocks, you know what I'm saying? I guess it was a powerful moment. I saw the one part where I guess they swore in Kamala Harris, and you know she gave like a fist bump to a double fisted pimp a fist bump to Obama. That was cool, you know what I'm saying? You saw like, you know, okay, Obama, he was kind of like passing the torch, like, all right, you know, the first man of color to take the office, and now you're a woman of color, and you know, first one to take the vice presidency. So that was a cool moment. You know, I can't lie. I did feel that a little bit. I was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? That's a little silver lining, nothing else. But other than that, I mean, was there any highlights for you? Did you watch the inauguration, Smooth?
Fuck no.
Fuck no, okay. No, because you watch the news and shit like that.
I ain't watching the damn thing. I was watching finance, nigga. I was looking at the stock market. I want to see what the numbers are doing.
Okay. I'll focus you on that, man. So, hey, all right. So that's just what the inauguration is. So everybody else saw it. Let me see here. What else we got in news? Big Bernie Sanders memes. Okay. The inauguration. Oh, I'm seeing this one movie catch a little attention. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know if I even want to see it because there's only one character that I'm kind of interested in. But it's a new movie. I think it's on like Prime. and it's called A Night in Miami. You know what I'm saying? It's
oh,
Night in Miami.
Okay, yeah.
Did you watch that?
No, I didn't watch it, but I've been talking about it. I keep seeing the commercial for it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it, but supposedly, and I thought it was based on a true story, but it's actually a fictional story of what it could have been, I guess, if these leaders would have came together and talked. But basically, you know, you got Cassius Clay, who's Muhammad Ali. You know what I'm saying? You got Jim Brown, shout out to Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? The Browns, you know what I'm saying? He was our old school Browns running back, you know, one of the best to ever do it, one of the toughest dudes to ever do it. So Jim Brown, before he got off into his 70s movies or whatever. And then you have Malcolm X, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Malcolm Little, you know, before he converted to the Nation of Islam. And then you got Sam Cooke. You probably should have had, like, Luol Cinda, a.k.a. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, too, you know, because he was in that era as well. But anyway, focusing on those characters. The only person that seems interesting to me, really, because I, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, know, I'm a sports guy, you know what I mean? And I'm a historian as well. So, you know, Spike Lee, when he did him and Denzel, when they did, that's my other favorite Spike Lee movie, you know, next to School Days with Malcolm X. So to me, you know what I'm saying? I found out that everything I needed to know in that movie about Malcolm X. And then, you know, I've seen his speeches and stuff like that, especially if you go to YouTube and stuff like that. So I'm very familiar with Malcolm X and everything he stood for.
The ballot on the bullet.
Yeah, so, you know, I definitely know about him. And then, like I said, my grandfather told me so many stories about Jim Brown being on some old-school Cleveland shit. And you know what I'm saying? And I was a big black exploitation kind of film buff for a minute. I was all into the old Foxy Brown and the Mac and the Superflies and all that shit. Went through my phase while I was watching all those movies. So, familiar with Jim Brown. And Cassius Clay, you know what I'm saying? Like, I fucks with Cassius Clay, hard body, you know what I'm saying? Most people know him as Muhammad Ali, but I really fucks with Cassius Clay before he converted over. He was just that young, swaggy shit talker, you know what I'm saying? That's my guy right there, you know what I'm saying? Muhammad Ali, you know, that's when he was kind of older and, you know, and everything. And, you know, people love what he stood for, but I like when he was just young and brash, you know what I'm saying? So I know about that. But the one person that I kind of really want to know about, and I think they should have a movie about this, is Sam Cooke. And correct me if I'm wrong. I think Sam Cooke is from New Orleans, if I'm not mistaken. I think he might be. I don't know. Might be a Louisiana, New Orleans, something like that. But Sam Cooke, you know, was a big singer. I forgot. He had a big-time song. Can't think of it right now. And that's part of the movie or whatever. But the reason what makes Sam Cooke's, story interesting to me, because this is Cleveland, this other swaggy dude that came up from Cleveland named, and I just found out that he was from Cleveland when I started, like, researching this a little bit. But this cat named Bobby Womack, right? So people out there that didn't know, Bobby Womack was like Sam Cooke's prodigy, right? But the shit hit the fan when Sam Cooke passed away, because Bobby Womack supposedly, Sam Cooke's, and you know, this is supposedly, but I think it's kind of true from what I'm getting. But I think Bobby Womack ended up wearing like one of his suits to his funeral. Then 3 months after the funeral, married his wife. And at the time, you know what I'm saying, Sam Cooke's wife had a baby by Sam Cooke. And then Bobby Womack, once she got of age or close to it, I don't even know, ended up banging her out too. So he was banging a mother and a daughter. And then he ended up putting his brother on, and his brother ended up marrying the daughter. So it was just like crazy how this dude Bobby Womack, who was supposedly Sam Cooke's prodigy, totally just took his life and just, you know, took everything. You know, I just think that's just an interesting story. Like, you know, black, let's write that screenplay. You know what I'm saying? I think that'll be dope. You know what I'm saying? That whole thing. So that's why I kind of wanted to see his point of view, the Sam Cooke. You know, I think they. What's up?
Like I said it best a few weeks ago. Getting what pussy comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
Sam Cooke was irresponsible and he got killed.
Facts. That is a Bobby Womack. took his whole life, man. Like damn.
Oh man, a bitch killed that nigga. The bitch bitch fucked around and killed Sam Cooke, man.
Really? Okay, so you putting me on. So I guess they talk about that. Because I guess once the Miami happens, I guess, you know, a week later,
I think Malcolm X died, and then like a couple weeks after that, I think Sam Cooke died. And then that's when Bobby Womack just, you know, rose to prominence. So, yeah, I just think that would be an interesting story. So I kind of just want to see it just from Sam Cooke's point of view, because, like I said, I know the other characters in the movie, but Sam Cooke, not so much. And then you just put me on. I didn't know a female killed him. So, wow, that's even crazier. So, wow, I did not know that. So so that's that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I might check that out. I don't know when I get a chance. So, and then speaking of, I guess some more news that came out of the whole presidency transition. Shout out to Trump, you know what I'm saying? Trump really kept his G with a couple moves. And remember, you were saying that he couldn't do it, but he ended up doing it. So shout out to Lil Wayne, you know, because Lil Wayne had some gun charges, federal gun charges, and he was going to be facing some time. And he got all that wiped away, clean slate. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that really...
No.
You know?
You're forgetting one thing. You're forgetting one thing, like...
What's up?
The only reason why Trump was able to do what he did is because Lil Wayne pled guilty.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, there's no such thing as having charges erased before you go to trial. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Well, how did they did it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Lil Wayne pled guilty for the charges and shit, and that's how he was able to do that. But the motherfucker was still going to court. Like, nah, it wasn't gonna work. You got to plead guilty. You got to say, all right, you was in the wrong.
Well, that
was the only way that shit works.
That was the G move. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Wayne. That's why I always said, I never count out this guy, Wayne, man. This guy always, he's one of the most shrewdest people in the industry, man. He always got his plan up his sleeve, man. Never count him, man. This dude, one of the smartest dudes in music, man. And shout out to Lil Wayne, man. Always seems to be a step ahead with some shrewd-ass moves, man. I really respect that dude, man. So shout out to Wayne, man. Happy he ain't got to sit down. And then, on a surprise tip, because I really didn't see this coming, my man Trump comes around and pardons Kodak Black. Yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo. So shout out to Kodak Black. You know what I'm saying? I thought he got caught up on some bullshit. He got caught up on some gun charges, already had like a record or whatever. So he ended up was about to have to do like 5 years. You know what I'm saying? So he only did probably like maybe what, a year and a half or something like that. And so
that nigga was looking at some time, bro.
Yeah, well, I know it was at least five. You know what I'm saying? So his career has been done. So he really owes, you know, some gratitude to Trump. You know what I'm saying? So that's dope, man. Because, you know, I think, you know, Kodak Black got a lot to bring to the table, man. And I'm glad, you know, his career
man,
can get
Bill
back.
Man, I'd rather Bill Cosby be out. But, I mean, fuck.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
But I didn't know, but I don't know if Bill Cosby was federal or not. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I don't
that would have been cool to see Bill Cosby come home too. That would have been cool to see Bill Cosby come home. But we so wrapped up in tight in his Me Too stuff that right now I think that's going to take a whole – that's going to take something else to happen. It's going to take a whole different way of thinking to come back around. You know what I'm saying? Right now I think we're still in that Me Too wave, so I think Trump wanted to – because, you know, Trump's a smart dude, man. People hate on that guy, man. But you don't become a billionaire and president being stupid. You know what I'm saying? And
like, I don't know if the charges was federal or not. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, for
like,
Bill Cosby.
Like, you can only pardon federal cases.
Okay, yeah. But it seemed like that was federal. Because that was like state to state. Like, you know, it was like a couple state to state. You know what I'm saying? Like, it had to be federal. Like, when it's.
No, I can't say that because he was convicted on 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault.
Gotcha.
It would have been nice
to see Bill come home. You know what I'm saying? But Bill, yeah. I think he's going to be coming home pretty soon. I think, he, you know, he didn't serve pretty much. He only had like 3 years. He's coming up on that. You know, Bill been gone for a while. So he should be
2018.
Yeah, and I think he had like 3 years. So Bill should be, if not this year, definitely next year. So Bill will be, hopefully, you know, I know he's up there in age. But I think Bill should be coming home soon. And then he pardoned this dude. I got to look into his story a little bit, but it was a former Detroit mayor by the name of Kwame Kilpatrick. I don't really know his story, but he definitely was a black mayor of Detroit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he was one of the notable names that got pardoned as well. So shout out to Trump for that, man. I think that was just a G move, man. And
And I got to give it up, too. And this is funny, not a lot, you know, Kodak Black, because he was going to be forgot about. So that kind of puts this one thing. I want to just say, like, because I look at music like sports, you know. Shout out to my guy Colin Cowherd. You know, I kind of get a lot of G from him. I love the way he, like, analyzes, particularly, like, NFL, because, you know, a guy like him, he analyzes all sides from ownership to the players to the management to the coaches. You know what I'm saying? That's how I be looking at all, you know, that's how I try to look at sports and music and, you know, everything. I'm porn, all that shit. That's how I kind of look at it, with the same kind of analyzation. So with that being the case, like 2016, 2017, that was like the rookie year for a good class, man, of new up-and-coming rappers. And the ones that really are still here, and I think they kind of like a franchise quarterback where you can kind of build a team around. I got to give props to Lil Uzi. You know what I'm saying? I think Lil Uzi, you know, he's definitely going to be around. He's doing his thing. He was out of that class. 21 Savage is another one. You know what I'm saying? 21 Savage. Definitely doing his thing. I'll be seeing him on shout out to Slaughter Gang. I'll be seeing him on Clubhouse, hearing him on Clubhouse, so to speak. And then Kodak Black. You know what I'm saying? Kodak Black, I think he's about to really have some momentum. Now he just got to come with a hot album and right back, you know, right back where he's supposed to be. So shout out to, because it has been some people that just fell through the wayside, you know, like Lil Yachty. I ain't really into him like that. A couple of other younger cats. But them the ones right there, them three, I think they're going to be around, man. I think they're going to have some really legendary type careers, man. So shout out to that class, man. And it's good that Kodak Black can rejoin them. And then let's see here, what else we got to know? So then the other thing we had another Versus. So shout out to the Versus, man. That's a great thing, man. The Swiss Beats and Timbaland has been able to just keep thriving, you know, through this whole pandemic situation. It's really been a bright spot. One of the things that came out of this whole pandemic. But, a few days ago, I think it was like, yeah, it was Thursday, we had Keisha Cole versus Ashanti. And it was a good matchup. Like, I really thought it was a good match. Me being in New York, and I was talking to some of my associates, was like, oh, yeah, no, Ashanti had that. But that's kind of that New York bias. I'm like, nah, I had to bring some levity to that conversation. Like, nah, Keisha Cole got some hits, too. You know what I'm saying? I would say if we're going to maybe the scale is tipped to Ashanti slightly, but, you know, Keisha Cole ain't nothing to sneeze at. And, it was good, man. It was a good little wave. You know what I'm saying? It took me back to, like, the early 2000s, especially when I first moved to New York, Brooklyn. A lot of those songs, like Foolish and, you know, a lot of Ashanti, Murder, Inc., you know, of course, the songs she had with Ja Rule. But then, you know, Keisha Cole got some hits, too. You know, that Sent From Heaven go hard, Love go hard. I hadn't heard that song with Puff in a minute. You know what I'm saying? She had that, what was that, Last Night? That was kind of cool, even though I ain't the biggest Puff guy. You know, I like Puff back in the 90s, but now not so much. But that song was pretty cool. I hadn't heard that in a minute. It was like, okay, I remember that. And then she had a song with Sean Paul. You know what I'm saying? A little reggae joint that was dope. So it was just a good matchup, man. It was cool. You know, Ashanti, so, you know, just to paint the picture for everybody, if you didn't see it, Keisha Cole was running a little late. You know what I'm saying? So Ashanti had to hold it down for like the first like 20 minutes. Did a pretty good job, and then Keisha Cole got there. And you can tell Keisha Cole was a little uptight at first, but that's what's cool about these verses. You see how, like, when the ice break, they start playing a song, they start vibing, they start telling stories, they start having little drinks, and then you just see them get cool. So, you know, Keisha Cole definitely, you know, points was one with me. Ashanti, she did get a little fidgety, you know what I'm saying, for a minute. It seemed like she had ADD, but I guess, you know, she was trying to make sure her sound was right, that she could hear Keisha Cole, because, you know, generally, since they had Beanie Man and Tommy Chain, they had started out when they did their verses, they were the first one to the verses together. And then ever since then, they've been having the verses together. But because, you know, Ashanti had caught COVID, that's why this got postponed like twice. And he had to, I guess, for, you know, health wise, it was like, yo, we got to get back to keeping it safe.
I don't want you nowhere around me with your COVID now.
So, okay. You know, that's why they were separate again. But it was good. It was good, man. It was cool, man. They definitely had a vibe. You know, Keisha, a lot of people will, you know, I shout out to like I told you, my black male support group. I call it Bunker 37. With me and my partners and our IG group. But one of the partners was like, you know, I could tell that Keisha Cole was like high off that that white pack. You know what I'm saying? And maybe she was. I don't know. But, you know, I ain't gonna add to that. She probably wasn't a little coked up, but she was cool, man. So shout out to that, man.
She probably was a little bit coked up. Lord, that was.
Shut up. I don't want to start no rumors. You know what I'm saying? Because I, you know, he just made me think about it. And I was like, damn, she did kind of. She was waiting, but, you know, who knows? But I don't want to start no rumors. You need to hear from me. But, so shout out to the Verses, man.
I ain't the one that got them. You didn't hear that from me. I don't know. And living color in this bitch, huh?
Right. So shout out to that. And then really quickly, just to, we got about, about 4 minutes left in the world famous chop up. So let me see here, real quick, a couple quick points. Shout out to Kyrie Irving, you know, he finally came back with the Nets. Ended up buying George Floyd family a home. You know, he said that was part of the reason why he was kind of getting held up, I guess. But I guess he got his life right. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, got his mind right. Big things, but that was a good move. You know. Getting George Floyd's family at home, man. So shout out to Kyrie for that, man. Phillip Rivers, you know, he retired, man. Talked about him last week. You know, he was with the Colts, longtime quarterback with the San Diego Chargers. You know, he basically, you know, called it a career. And he was the last one from that class, man. He came out of the class with Eli Manning, who retired, and now Big Ben, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, he's on the clock. And sneaky good move for the Steelers. They end up signing Dwayne Haskins, who was basically fired from D.C., the Washington football team. You know, he was out at the strip club, didn't have his mask on. You know, was already kind of playing suspect, so he was already kind of looking at him like, all right. And then once he got, you know, was out there without a mask, and they kept going into the playoffs, they ended up firing him. But, you know, he was a high draft pick out of Ohio State, so maybe – I think this is going to be the last year for Big Ben. So if Dwayne Haskins gets his mind right, you know, he could definitely be the successor. So we'll see how he does. Same kind of body type, man. He's a big dude, big arm. He's got either mentals together. He get his mentals together, you know, he might have something, you know, if Mike Tomlin can pull a lot of them. So we'll see how that goes in Pittsburgh. And then lastly, football, you know what I'm saying? We're down to basically the final two. I ain't even checked my phone. I kind of like leaving it on suspense to next week because, you know, Smooth, you was telling me when I thought the game was still going, you said it was over. And I didn't know who it won between the Saints and the Buccaneers. You know what I'm saying? But,
trust me.
Yeah,
I knew who won. I knew who won because my house was quiet.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Because, you know, you're in New Orleans, so, you know, there wasn't nobody cheering nothing like that. I know if you're not a fan, I know you got to have some fans between your kids or, you know, one of your baby mothers. Some of them got to be rolling with the Saints. But anyway, so the Saints took an L. And Tom Brady, you know what I'm saying, he had the big matchup earlier today. I called it the legacy game. It was him versus Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau Field, which is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Tom Brady, man, you know what I'm saying, like LeBron. LeBron's been to 10 finals now. Tom Brady's been to 10 Super Bowls. And it's in Tampa Bay. So how G is that? You got the Super Bowl in your town, you know what I'm saying? So now I would assume Kansas City beat Buffalo.
I really do hope Tom Brady makes it to the Super Bowl.
He made it to the Super Bowl. He punched his ticket. He there.
I really do hope he makes it to the Super Bowl. He ain't make it there yet. Still gotta make it. You know what I'm saying? Nancy Kerrigan hit the nigga side to knee. Why me? I'm just saying,
You can't be – please. I hope that, you know, we had Kobe last year. We don't need nothing crazy. So, you know, hopefully he'll do that.
I'm just saying, like, hey, motherfuckers sitting first won't. Nigga, Nancy Kerrigan got hit inside the knee. Just saying.
I remember that. I remember that. Tanya
Hart. Did he just say Nancy Kerrigan, man? He get him on
the earth. He took it back to Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Hart.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah,
clean,
yeah.
Lucky shit. But anyway, so Black, that's it. You know, take us out of here. We got probably got like a minute.
Man, 60 seconds, man. Shout out to y'all for holding the show down. I am back at home now, about to unwind, feeling good, man. Shout out to the baby. You know, he took us out to eat where I wanted to go. He tried to get me drunk. Didn't work. He did buy me some fresh flowers, a card, and some wine. And, you know, awesome start. Awesome start to the turn up. But
right, don't forget your photo. Yeah. How could you talk about?
Let's see y'all. Same time.
Same time next week, Sunday night. Check out my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com,
for all of my links. Follow me everywhere.
Real adult talk.
Check out that kind of website, nigga.
Next week.
Peace, man. Peace.